to resume operations.
BBC's Hywell Griffith. A Muslim teen who disappeared while walking with her friends to her mosque died of blunt force trauma. Police in Virginia say road rage prompted the killing of 17-year-old Nabr Hassan, a 22-year-old charged. Town Hall News.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Once again, not Carl and Linda Bott. My name is Michael Burke, and I'm sitting in for Carl. And sitting in for Linda today is
Wade Rigson. So I'm Linda today.
You're okay. Linda today.
How come you're not Linda today?
Because they asked me to come on, and I asked you.
I can be Linda, but not a tenth of his talent. You know?
Not a tenth of the talent, no. And not as good looking. Sorry, that's Wade. You are a good looking guy, but
although my wife says I do have a face for radio, so
you do.
This
yes, and
work.
You are showing that up this morning. Good morning, Wade. How are you?
I am doing great, and thank you so much for asking me to be a part of this thing. You know, I love the station. I love hanging out with you guys.
And you love talking on radio.
Yeah, my wife says I love talking a lot, so this will work.
And Bob, thanks again for getting us going up
KCNR
and live.
KCNR bringing you this morning's bromance.
Yeah, Wade and I go way back. It's hot. It's hot outside. I woke up, it was 80-something already.
Should I tell you what we're in store for?
Yes.
Yeah, more of the same. High today around 111 degrees. We do have a high heat warning. Excessive heat warning in effect from the National Weather Service. Temperatures in the valley will exceed 110 degrees. Long outdoor exposure will increase chances for heat-related illnesses, especially for elderly and children. Stress is possible for livestock with very limited relief from the heat overnight, as we noticed. And, of course, if you take to the river or the lake, you could suffer some thermal shock, and we have drownings from that every year. So please be careful if you go to cool off in the Sacramento River. Tonight it'll be only down to the upper 70s for lows, and this is not going to break until next Monday. We have an increased fire risk So please don't do anything silly. I saw somebody out with a weed whacker at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I wanted to jump out of the car and, you know, just beat on them for a while because how these things get started.
You can't whack somebody with a weed whacker.
Yeah. Well, if you do see somebody doing that, you might want to call up your nearby fire department and say, you know, you may want to come talk to this guy.
Because, preemptive 911 call,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
How could you even be out in this, you know, when it's 110 degrees? I'm sorry, but I'm going to hide my office with the AC cranked.
I literally ate my dinner sitting in the pool last night.
What's your address?
I'll tell you off air.
We already at 710, it is 82 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It is cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Senior and Veterans Discounts, 365-3793. Proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio, Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, again, really happy to be here today. And Wade and I go way back. I remember when I started the Shasta Family Justice Center, I was out at Market Fest back in the day when Library Park was a hot hip-hop place to be on a Thursday night. And I saw a guy doing video, and I thought, I need to tell the story of our community's problem with domestic violence. And not really knowing Wade at all, I thought I knew him, but I was wrong. And I walked up to him and I said, hey, I'm doing this thing with co-located services for victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse. Will you help me put together a video? Didn't hesitate. He said, absolutely. Here's my address. Here's my number. Give me a call. And several days later, showed up at your house with four survivors of domestic violence. And I think you pretty much got laid out by their stories. And
I sat there in tears, really, for as they were telling their stories. And I'm trying to shoot this video. And I was just so moved by what they were saying and telling us about, you know, some of the things that they've been through. And how can you not be moved by that? And I found out very quickly that there are two people in this town that you cannot say no to now, and that one is Barbara Harrison,
who we both love. Yes,
and the other is Michael Burke. So if you see Michael coming, you know, just start nodding your head yes a block away, and you know, you'll save yourself a lot of time.
Well, thanks, Wade. You can say no, and then I'll just come back and come back and come back.
He'll find out where you live.
But it really, you know, domestic violence in our community is a community problem.
It is.
And it's people like Wade in this radio station, Linda and Carl. Bob helps out every year with Dancing with the Stars. It's just takes that kind of community to end this. Yesterday, we talked a lot about Camp Hope Shasta and the efforts to get to our youngest victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse, and help them create a pathway to hope. We had an amazing committee that led by Christy Hines and Whitney Morton down at Wind River that led the charge to raising the funds we needed to send the kids. It was a great show yesterday. I know that is on the archive if you want to learn more. What are you doing now, Wade?
Well, we stay pretty busy these days. We just got back from Klamath Falls. Bobette was up there DJing the rodeo after party on Saturday night. And, you know, so I've got, you know, you know my wife. There's 300 cowboys and Bobette and me between the two of them. And, you know, you see me. How imposing do I look?
Yes.
But it was such a great time. The people in Klamath Falls were fantastic. And it's so funny. We come back to Redding. And when we left, it was like 80 degrees. You know, we come back to Redding and get out of the van. And I go, oh, my goodness. It is hot here.
It is hot. It's hotter than the sun.
It is. And so we're staying busy. You know, being involved. Bobette just got involved. She's on the committee for the Out of the Darkness Walk, which we're going to be helping them with. So
that's great. And the Out of the Darkness Walk is to bring attention to suicide and suicide prevention effort. You know, you can always call the suicide hotline if you're going down that road. It's an important community effort. And Wade, there are a lot of community. It's not just me you said yes to. I know you're involved with Go Red for Women. I know that you help out with One Safe Place. I know that you help out just about everywhere. Didn't you do Cool April Nights?
Cool April Nights, who we did a live stream for that. And KCNR was one of our partners in that. We actually live stream the event, and KCNR takes our audio feed. And so they rebroadcast it. And we had such a great time, you know.
Well, that's probably why you do this, right? Because you get to go out and it's work, air quotes, and you have a great time at the same time.
We do. We got a big bike weekend coming up. We'll be doing that. So, you know, it's just, you know, I mean, I love Shasta County. I mean, there's always something going on.
Yeah, I tried for a quick stint to move down to San Diego, and that didn't quite work out. So glad to be back in Shasta County. I've been back for over a year, and it's an amazing place to live. It's an amazing place to raise kids.
It is. I did the L.A. thing. I went to L.A. I lasted about 6 months, and I said, I cannot live down here.
I cannot
do
this.
It takes me, you know, it takes you an hour and a half to go two city blocks, you know, and you're like, forget this. You know, I love Reading. The fact, you know, you can get anywhere in 15 minutes.
You can.
Which Absolutely. Is so nice.
And, I'm looking at Bob because I know it's about 7:15 and we usually go into break now. So after the break, we're going to talk a little bit more just about our community, where our community is going, and possibly some fun activities that are coming up this week.
At 7:15, this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark's in-home care services are more than just an in-home health care agency. They're an extended family. When family can't be there, locally owned, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care. They customize home care solutions to your unique situation for an affordable solution that keeps your loved one where they are happiest. That's at home. More Free Fire Radio coming up.
Down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the...
The Shasta District Fair opens tomorrow at noon.
And today is your last chance to purchase advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all day carnival wristbands. Tomorrow is Action News Now, $1 Wednesday for all patrons. And Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under with our ride all day for one price carnival wristband special. Pick up your coupon for carnival wristband discount in the main fair office. See the Miss Shasta County pageant at 2 p.m. on the Sierra Nevada stage.
You got me rolling.
And Jackson Mickelson on the PG&E stage. Stage at 8 p.m. Daily entertainment with Hypnotist and Kids Entertainment Galore. Thursday at Seniors Day with free admission for seniors 62 and over. And Buck Ford's tribute to George Strait at 8 p.m. on the PG&E stage. Today is your last chance to save on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business today.
Shasta District Fair gates open at noon tomorrow.
As consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. If you'd like to call in and talk to Wade and I and interrupt our conversation, yeah. Just kidding. It's 605-4567. We did want to talk about some great events that are coming up this weekend. Obviously, the Shasta District Fair, you've been hearing the promos for it. It's a great time. I've been going to the fair probably since I moved here almost 30 years ago. I always remember it being really hot. It was very rare that it wasn't every now and then. You've been going to the fair every now and then, right?
You know, we take our kids every year, you know, and support the local economy.
What's your favorite fair thing?
Well, you know, I used to do the rides. You know, but I've noticed that as I get older, I don't do the twirly stuff anymore.
Yeah, the twirly stuff's not good.
No, I mean, so if it goes forward, back, and straight up and down, I'm okay.
Yeah, and see, I like the food. I love the greasy kind of food that you eat at the fair.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a newspaper photographer, I loved photographing the carnies. You know, I would do stories where I'd just hang out with them get there early, get them setting up, spend mm-hmm. the day with them. And just such an interesting group of people that travel around the country doing this kind of thing.
Oh, my goodness. I actually worked at the fair up in Quincy for one summer.
Oh, yeah?
When I was in my teens. And you're right. It's a whole different world. Whole different world.
And then we've got the Wild Card Brewing Company's Midweek Madness, and that's tomorrow night, and that's at Wild Card Brewery. And then I had the amazing opportunity to go see Rock of Ages on, I saw it last weekend. It's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. It's mm-hmm. an adult show. You haven't seen it yet, right?
No, we're going Friday night.
And you've done a little bit of acting in your day.
You know, I have. I haven't done anything in the last couple of years. The last thing I did was Chicago out at the college.
Oh, that was a great show.
About 3 years ago. But, just, you know, but I'll tell you one thing. Cascade Theater, Jana Lear, put together a show.
She does put together a show. I'm a huge 80s music fan. You can ask any of my kids. They actually more like the 70s and 60s. Both Kelsey, Annie, and Robert are slowly making their way to the 80s. But I love 80s music. And this, they have a great story to it. This whole cast is amazing. We have amazing talent in Reading, which I know you know.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And Andreas Acuna, of course, I know him well. And the transformation on stage is just unbelievable.
And having the live band, Cold Sweat, plays the entire time. They rock the part. I encourage everybody to go out in costume. There's quite a few people wearing the old AC/DC shirts and, you know, all those rock of the 80s shirts, the high hair. Got a lot of high-haired people.
Does that mean I can wear hair this Friday night?
That means that you can actually dust off some of the shirts you've been saving.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I still have tour shirts.
Yeah, you get out your Wayne's World attire and party on.
I know my kids will see some of my old shirts and they'll go, "Who is that?" And I'm like, "Oh, great."
You mentioned the fair and later in this hour and again in the next hour, don't do it yet, but I will give out the cue to call to win yourself a pair of passes for any day to the Shasta District Fair. Don't call just now, but sometime during this hour, I will give you your cue, and you'll pick up a pair of admission passes to the Shasta District Fair, so be ready for that.
And you can
tell your friends.
Yes, tell your friends to tune in and win passes. You can also get your passes at the door. Rock of Ages, you can get those tickets at the Cascade Theater website, mm-hmm. which is Cascade Theater, R-E, not E-R, R-E, CascadeTheater.org.
No wonder I had a hard time finding it.
And beware of the fake sites, because they charge a surcharge, and they are not, it's like ticket scalping.
Really?
Yes. There's several scalping sites that if you just type in Cascade Theater and you spell it the conventional manner, you are directed to what amounts to a scalping site.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah. You will pay substantially more for your ticket.
Well, and I do have it on good authority that we can give away two tickets to Rock of Ages this weekend. Sorry, Wade, you already got yours.
I did.
But we'll take a caller in just a little bit. They will be for Thursday night. And so maybe as we get into our guest with Turtle Bay, we'll be able to do that. So we really encourage everybody to get out and go see that show. Wade, what other shows have you and Bobette been in?
Well, you know, we were at her and I both started out at Riverfront Playhouse.
Oh, they did. Oh, wait, this just in. We have Jana on the phone, so we're going to go right over to Jana and let her tell you a little bit about the show and how proud she is. Jana, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're great. Thank you so much for calling in, and thanks for the offer for some free tickets for Thursday night. What an amazing production you put together with Spencer.
It's fun, huh? It's like something we've never done before.
That's exactly. I was thinking that as I was watching the show. This is something I have not seen at the Cascade locally produced, and the talent you have is off the charts.
Morning, Jana. This is Wade.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning, Wade.
Hi. We were talking about your ability to put together some unbelievable shows and the talent that just seems to flock to you.
Well, this show, it was really interesting. We had a lot of people that came out to audition for the show that have never either been on our stage, and a lot of them are just musicians in town that were really passionate about the music and, you know, perform at bars and other gigs. And so it was really fun to be able to audition these already talented musicians and singers in their own element and bring them all together with a similar passion for the music. So it was great.
Can you tell us a little bit about having cold sweat on stage the whole time? What's that like?
The energy is fabulous. Having the live band on stage with us is you know, an energy that you can never replicate. Having them in the pit still feels a little bit removed. So the band's interactive with the cast the entire time on stage, and they are part, you know, they are castmates as well. They're part of the show. They have scenes and lines and reactions. I think they were all really excited to be able to put on a wig.
Oh, those are wigs. They didn't tease up their hair, huh?
I know.
So tell us about the adult nature of this show, because we do want to warn it's probably a heavy PG-13.
Well, like I've been telling people, there are worse things on TV.
Absolutely.
This show does have some language. It has some innuendos, and it has some visuals, but there are worse things on TV. The show is actually quite comical. It's very funny.
It's hilarious.
People are laughing the entire time. The 80s references are hilarious, and the characters themselves are very dynamic, very outgoing, over the top. And, I mean, everywhere you look, there's some sort of reference to the whole genre, the whole pop culture. And we have had some people come. What we say is parental discretion is advised.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you if you want to bring, you know, your 14-year-old. Like I said, there's worse things on TV. But
yeah, I wouldn't hesitate to
bring
it up.
If they're interested, they could just go online and check out YouTube videos of the Broadway production. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah, and I agree with you. I wouldn't hesitate to bring really anybody of any age, because there are some bad language is probably the worst of it. But I got to tell you, casting Matt Goodman is the owner of the club, and the way he portrays that role, I was cracking up, because I've seen him in a lot of your productions, and he just owns the hippie Grateful Dead dude.
Yeah, we kind of did a little spinoff of The Big Lebowski with him. So.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for calling in, and we're really glad that you're able to connect with us. We will give away the tickets probably before we take our quarter till break. And so what they'll do is, can you tell us how our winner will pick up the tickets?
Yes. Once we receive the name of the winner at the box office, the box office we'll go ahead and give you a call. We'll get your name and number from the radio station, and then we'll give you a call when they're available to pick up at the box office at the Cascade Theater.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, and great, good luck with the show this weekend. Again, tell us the dates and how people can get tickets.
Sure. The show runs this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. All shows are at 7 p.m., and tickets are available online at cascadetheater.org, or you can call the box office at 243-8877.
And a quick shout-out to the after party. What's that about?
Yes, yeah, so on Friday and Saturday night, you can purchase an additional ticket for the VIP after party where you get a special VIP swag bag with all kinds of fun trinkets and stuff inside, and you get the theater cup. Woody's Brewing is actually serving free beer all night. It's included with your ticket purchase. You get to come up on stage and party with the cast from 9:30 to 11, actually on the stage. And Cold Sweat plays, as well as two featured musicians on each night. So we have Spencer Stutzman and his band playing, and then Lou Evans, who's actually coming into town to play as well.
How great. Well, thanks again for joining us. Congratulations on an amazing show. Please tell the cast how proud our community is of them.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
All right. See you Friday night, Jen. I'll be there.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
And now we'll... Bye-bye. We'll take a break and be back after the news.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio at 7:31... brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take a basic CCW course. Register online at readyccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Shasta District Fair opens tomorrow at noon.
And today is your last chance to purchase advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all day carnival wristbands. Tomorrow is Action News Now, $1 Wednesday for all patrons. And Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under with our ride all day for one price carnival wristband special. Pick up your coupon for carnival wristband discount in the main fair office. See the Miss Shasta County pageant at 2 p.m. on the Sierra Nevada stage.
You got me rolling.
And Jackson Mickelson on the PG&E stage. Stage at 8 p.m. Daily entertainment with Hypnotist and Kids Entertainment Galore. Thursday at Seniors Day with free admission for seniors 62 and over. And Buck Ford's tribute to George Strait at 8 p.m. on the PG&E stage. Today is your last chance to save on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business today.
Shasta District Fair gates open at noon tomorrow.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at 5starbank.com. 5-Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 1460. I'm going to interject here just real quickly. Grab your phone and dial 605-4567. I have two passes for any day to the Shasta District Fair, which opens up tomorrow. Give me a call right now. We'll have more during the rest of the morning, but right now, two passes to the Shasta District Fair. Call now.
KCNR Free Fire Radio. Time is about 35 minutes past the hour. Wade Riggs sitting in with Michael Burke. And I'm Wade. I'm the shorter but better looking version of Michael, and but not quite as beautiful as Linda Bott. And Linda and Carl are out this week.
You are doing your best to fill her shoes.
Well, you know, I feel tall, you know, which is really cool because you know when you 5'7", you know, I feel like I'm on, you know, the road company of the Wizard of Oz most of the time, and so it's, you know,
your 3-inch stiletto flip flops are really, really attractive.
I thought they worked. You know, it's a fashion risk, but hey, I'm hanging in there. Joining us in the studio is Christina Liederbrand. She's from Turtle Bay, and they have an event coming up. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
So tell us about the event.
Well, the event I'm here to talk to you guys about this morning is called Brews by the Bridge. It's this Friday night, June 23rd, at the Quarry Patio at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and it is a beer tasting event. We are going to have food, music, and beer. There's going to be 7 different breweries that are going to be offering samples of their best work.
Now, I noticed you've got I was looking at the list of the breweries, and
some of my favorites.
I know, and you brought, I mean, literally brought some of the best North State breweries together for
this
event.
Yes, and we're very proud of that. We have 7 different breweries. Like I said, we have Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, we have Fall River Brewing, we have Wild Card, we have Woody's Brewing, we have Lost Coast, Lagunitas, Mad River, and I think
Petaluma.
You
have one from Petaluma. I've never had a Petaluma beer. The only time I went to Petaluma was to go to Jack in the Box, so I might have to try a Petaluma beer.
I think this
beer
is definitely going to be better
this
than Jack in the Box.
Step up for sure. We travel through that.
I'm still trying to figure out how you're pairing Jack in the Box with a beer. You know?
No, I'm pairing it with Petaluma. That's a great event. Is this how many years?
This is going to be the second year that we've done this. We did this last year. That was our inaugural kickoff, and we had over 1,000 people attend last year. So we're looking for a large crowd. We are going to have, like I said, live music. We'll have a DJ to start out with, and then we're going to have the Buckhorn Mountain Stompers play. They'll start at about 7:30, and we're going to have a lot of tasty food to go along with that beer. And we'll have C.R. Gibbs is going to be there. Tango Tacos is going to be there. Subarama is going to be there. And then we're also going to be selling Angelo's Pizza by the Slice. Wow. So,
fantastic. How do people get tickets? What do they cost?
You can buy tickets online. You can go to the website at www.turtlebay.org, and it's Brews. And you can buy them online. Tickets, pre-sale tickets are $10 each, and they're $15 at the door. Your admission ticket gets you your first beer free. And then after that, beers are $5 each, or you can buy a flight of 4 tastes for $10.
Well, I love Turtle Bay. You know, we have a family pass for our family. Mm-hmm. And my kids just, you know, they don't get bored during the summer.
Oh,
because
yeah,
they, you know, they want to go back and then keep going back, you know. So it's a great family place, and it's nice to see, you know, the community come together with this event and support them.
Yeah, and all the funds raised at this particular event are to support the educational programs and exhibitions at Turtle Bay. So it really truly is a fundraiser for the entire park.
That's fantastic.
So what's the demographic you look for? Is this kid family friendly?
No, this is an over 21 event. So don't bring your kids and don't bring your dogs because it's going to be hot. So it's basically over 21.
Okay, date night.
Yes, date night.
Well, definitely. Yeah, so you and Bobette should be there. Although Friday night you're going to Rock of Ages.
Friday night we're doing Rock of Ages.
There's so much stuff going on.
What are the hours on this?
It's from 6:30 to 9:30.
So we can go. You can go here. If you're going, if you've got tickets to Rock of Ages Friday night, you can
start
by
at 7
and check this out and
grab a beer and go.
Grab a beer and then head to Rock of Ages. So this can be truly a great date night.
Yeah, it could be. And if you're not going to go see Rock of Ages, we're also having cornhole. You can play that out in the grass. And then we're also going to have something fun that we tried last year that I'd never heard of, but this it's called Drink and Draw. And basically, you get a blank beer coaster, and you can decorate it any way you like.
It's like Pictionary with beer.
Exactly.
I don't know. Just the thought of that just scared me.
Well, it's not a contest or anything.
Oh, good.
Right. So it's basically you're on your own as far as whatever kind of design you want to come up with.
Well, I love that you say this supports educational programs at Turtle Bay. Can you tell us a little bit about your wild animal show and some of the other educational programming you have there at Turtle Bay for us?
Well, we have a lot of stuff going on this year. We're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, and we actually have 15 animals that are in the show this year. So, and they're, you know, modeling their natural behavior. And we have, like, Loki the fox and Anali, the gray fox, and, of course, there's always Spike the porcupine and Digger the badger and quite a few of the birds. And so yeah, the Walk on the Wild Side Show, like I said, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. We also have a fabulous exhibition in the main galleries inside the museum. So come to the museum and get out of the heat. It's nice and cool in there. The exhibition that we have running this summer is called Mythic Creatures, and it's a look at the various mythological creatures that different cultures have, I don't want to say produced, but different cultures have, like mermaids and unicorns and dragons.
Wait a minute. Okay, unicorns, I believe. Okay, but you're trying to tell me there's no such thing as mermaids?
No, the unicorns power the XD Theater. I go to a lot of movies because my son's a film critic, and this little teaser at the front of Cinemark I'm done with.
So I know, I love
it. See unicorns at Turtle Bay.
Christina, please don't mess with my unicorns.
Okay, I promise I won't touch the unicorns.
Okay.
So, Christine, what's your position at Turtle Bay?
I'm the special event coordinator, so I'm the person that's in charge of all of these big fundraising events. We do 4 throughout the year. We held Chocolate After Dark the first week of February, and that was a chocolate and wine tasting. And then we have Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz, which is our live and silent auction, and that takes place in March. Now we have Brews by the Bridge, and then we'll have Spooktoberfest coming up in October.
Spooktoberfest sounds fun. I remember when you guys one time tried to create snow. I don't know if you were there then.
I was
snow
there.
In Reading. It was about Christmas time. It was actually really fun. It was a great effort, and I really loved seeing all the lights that lit up that pathway as you walked through.
That was Winter in the Woods.
Yes, I remember that well. Well, I actually go back far enough back. I remember before all of the museums united to create Turtle Bay.
Oh, okay.
So I've been around for a long time. I used to be a newspaper guy, so followed that story as it built. I know Wade did too.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're really glad to have you here. So what else can you tell our listeners about Turtle Bay? What's going on there?
Well, there's always the Parrot Playhouse, which is really a beautiful aviary with lorikeets, and you could go in and feed them and stuff like that. That's always very popular. The Butterfly House, unfortunately, just closed for the season. Yeah, it's a limited run. So, yeah, it's just too hot for the
butterflies. They don't like 114?
They don't like that. No.
You got to get a swimming pool for them.
Pretty much.
Although, the butterflies were waiting for Bruise by the Bridge.
Yeah, yes, they are. Yes, they are. So there's lots of things to see and do. Of course, there's always the gardens. You can go check out the children's garden. There's a lot of little play areas for the little kids to play on. There's quite a lot going on.
And we want to make sure everybody's aware, just because there's construction going on in the vicinity, that you are still open.
Oh, yes. We are still open. The Paul Bunyan Forest Camp is still open. There's a small play area there still available. The Walk on the Wildlife Animal Show still takes place in the amphitheater in the forest camp. Yes, just because it looks a little intimidating with all the fencing and everything, the park is still open.
Yeah, we still go down by the bridge and just hang out.
Beautiful.
It's just absolutely gorgeous. And I've been to several fundraisers there. And just very classy place to hang out, Mike.
It is. I always tell people, if you want to hear multiple languages spoken in Reading, go out to Turtle Bay, go to the Sundial Bridge, walk across the bridge, and you can hear more languages there than just about anywhere else. And during that Pokemon Go craze, man, That area was just impacted.
Okay, yeah, it was a little dangerous there.
It was
that.
Crazy down there, but it was fun. So back to Bruised by the Bridge. What parts of the park will be open for people to enjoy during the event?
Well, actually, the park will be closed.
Okay.
The event itself is taking place at the Quarry Patio on the east end of the McConnell Arboretum. So that area will be open, but the park itself will be closed and the gardens will be closed as well.
Okay, so no going looking at the birds during this. You just enjoy your company and,
and have a couple of beers and then go play on the playground. Like
that's probably a wise thing. So Turtle Bay, you know, you're looking forward to the opening of the hotel.
Yes.
Do you know when that? I know you didn't come in to talk about that, but I'm just the scheduled opening or about before
the last
winter?
I heard it was late fall, early winter.
Great.
But don't quote me on that.
No, we won't. We're just you didn't come in to talk about that, but
no.
I'm just so proud of Mike and the entire team for leading that effort and bringing that hotel to one of probably the most beautiful area that we have to offer in Shasta County. The river is just so underutilized,
mm-hmm,
and to see things built on or by the river is phenomenal, and we're really excited about that. Bob's giving me the look, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with our folks from Turtle Bay with Christina, and we'll talk a little bit more about Bruised by the Bridge, and of course, Wade has a multitude of questions for you.
I do.
At 745 KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio, Wellgate Sports Club, located at 1740 Eureka Way, a full-service sports club. Right now with that new program, Aqua Personal Training with Kathleen Cowling is taking place in a unique saltwater pool facility. My wife Brenda loves it. She gets increased flexibility, range of motion, and reduced inflammation from the exercise. Session packages are available. Find out the whole story at Wellgate Sports Club, where they believe self-care is the best health care. 768-1205.
The Shasta District Fair opens tomorrow at noon.
And today is your last chance to purchase advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands. Tomorrow is Action News Now, $1 Wednesday for all patrons. And Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under with our Ride All Day for One Price Carnival Wristband Special. Pick up your coupon for carnival wristband discount in the main fair office. See the Miss Shasta County pageant at 2 p.m. on the Sierra Nevada stage.
You got me rolling.
And Jackson Mickelson on the PG&E stage at 8 p.m. Daily entertainment with Hypnotist and Kids Entertainment Galore. Thursday at Seniors Day with free admission for seniors 62 and over. And Buck Ford's tribute to George Strait at 8 p.m. on the PG&E stage. Today is your last chance to save on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business today.
Shasta District Fair gates open at noon tomorrow.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I wanna rock! Get ready to rock the Cascade Theater, June 15th to the 24th, with the Tony Award-nominated Broadway musical, Rock of Ages. Relive the 80s with the music of Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, and more. Get your tickets to Rock of Ages and the VIP after party at the Cascade Box Office, 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vint Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed. Semper Fi.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
KCNR 1460, this portion of the program brought to you by Four Wind Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Phone 222-2750. They are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. That's Four Winds Jewelry. It's 10 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. My name is Michael Burke, and with me is Wade Riggs, a good friend and community supporter. When you think about a hope giver and somebody who inspires the community to be better, I think it's Wade.
Oh, Michael, thank
you. Oh, you know it's true. You and Bobette give and give and give. And we're here with Christina from Turtle Bay Exploration Park, if I said it right.
You did?
I still want to say Turtle Bay Museum. I'm old school. I see all this Rock of Ages is just taking me back, right? So Brews by the Bridge is coming up this Friday.
Yes, this Friday.
And people can find out more about it where?
You can go to our website at www.turtlebay.org. You can also go to our Facebook page and like Turtle Bay on Facebook, and Brews by the Bridge is on Facebook as well. And speaking of Facebook, there was one thing that I did forget to mention as far as the Mythic Creatures exhibition. There have been several sightings of mermaids in the visible river tank, specifically on Saturday afternoons. So if it's hot and you don't have anything to do, come by the museum and see if you can spot that mermaid.
Can I swim with the mermaid?
No. Timber gets to swim with her, but no. Sorry, Wade.
I don't get to have as much fun as I used to. Or I don't know why.
Yeah, Wade, you can't go swim. Remember, there's children that look into the, into the case.
Yeah, we have to keep everything G-rated in
there. Yeah.
So, and I think you're encouraging people to take pictures of the mermaid,
post it on their Facebook page. Take pictures of her and post them on Facebook. We love it when you guys do that. So
absolutely. And you had something to give away to our listeners.
I do. I have some tickets to Brews by the Bridge. So I have about 6 tickets. So I'm going to say the first 3 callers that get through, they're going to win themselves some tickets to Brews by the Bridge.
So,
I'm sorry. It's the phone number, 605-4567.
That's 605-4567. Call now. Bob is awaiting your call.
First 3 people calling get tickets to Brews by the Bridge. I love this event, by the way.
It's beer, and it's for a great cause.
I know.
Educational programming at Turtle Bay.
Yes, and the exhibitions.
And I'm just on your Facebook page now. You guys are getting really close to a pretty major number. You have 9,785 likes. So if everybody listening was to sign on and go into Facebook, we'd hit well over 10,000. So you guys going to have any 10,000 celebration for your 10,000th like?
I think we'll have to think about that.
Maybe you'll give away tickets to the park or something.
Yeah, I think we could come up with something fun.
And we're getting our callers right now. So 605-4567.
I love that. I mean, if I can get tickets to the park, you know, for being 10,000, well, the problem is I'll be like eBay. I'll be sitting there just waiting and keep refreshing my browser and then hit it right at 10,000.
Are they going on a pickup list, or are they going to have physical tickets to get here?
They could come to the radio station and pick up physical tickets.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, got that?
So the physical tickets will be here at the radio station for the winners. We'll announce the names. Bob will announce them after he collects them all. So we have a few more minutes left. We have about 8 more minutes left until the top of the hour where we go to the news.
Yeah, one of the things I wanted to know is what's coming down the road as far as exhibits. Can you give us any kind of sneak preview, if you will?
Well, we have some very interesting exhibitions that are going to be opening this fall. We have an exhibition called Material Culture, and then another exhibition called Art Exposed. And Art Exposed is basically we are going to be displaying all 500 pieces of original art that are in Turtle Bay's collection. So,
Wow. Yeah.
And it's going to be really, really interesting because it's going to be a wide variety of different pieces, from paintings to photography, sculpture, collage, you name it, we've got it.
I can't talk enough about Turtle Bay because there's something there for every member of the family, regardless of age. And every time you go to Turtle Bay, you see something you didn't see last time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's educational, but yet it's also very, very entertaining. And, and you just walk away having had a great time. So if you don't have a family pass for this, and you've got kids, you need to contact Turtle Bay.
Oh, definitely.
Get your tickets.
I think it's one of the best values in Reading. Because, one, it's an air-conditioned place, so if
you're... Always a plus.
I know my air conditioner did not stop yesterday, so if you want to save some money, you actually be saving money by going to Turtle Bay because you're not running your air conditioner. But it's a great place for the kids to let loose and run around. During the summer, a lot of parents are home with their kids. And do you know much about, I won't put you on the spot, but do you know much about the family memberships? It's good for two adults and...
It's good for two adults and up to four kids, and... the children don't necessarily have to be related to you. You can bring, say, I only had two kids, so if I ever went anywhere, I'd bring their friends with them. So they would be covered under your family pass.
Okay, and Michael, she can't bring you under
you
her.
You can't bring me, no.
No, sorry, Michael. You have to
I have my own family membership, Wade. I'm okay.
There you go. And the family membership is really very, very affordable. When you break it down, it's like 65 cents a day, and you could come every single day that the museum is open. So it's year-round, and the museum is closed maybe 3 or 4 days out of the year. It's Christmas and Thanksgiving, that sort of thing. So the family membership is really the way to go.
We have a caller on the line. Pat, welcome to the show.
Hey, Michael. Hey, Wade. Just wanted to tell the folks at Turtle Bay how much we appreciate what they do in the community. They've served our family for a long time, and exhibits are always great. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Pat. That's really good to hear. We really appreciate the feedback. Thank you so much.
Are you going to head?
And I'm in the running for the Brews ticket. So.
Oh, good. Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed for you.
And if you
one of the things also, I hate to interrupt, but I was hoping someday we love playing music down in that cafe back in the day. If you guys ever open that up again, that would be delightful. A lot of people ask about that still.
Really? Okay. Well, I will definitely take that back to the powers that be and make that suggestion.
Pat, I know exactly what you're talking about. My wife and I used to love to go sit on the deck, listen to music right around sunset, usually spring or fall because it wasn't 102 hot. but it was a great place to just sit and be. So what's your favorite exhibit, Pat, that you've seen so far?
Well, I think the T-Rex one impacted our grandchildren the most. They were just, like, awestruck and even started backing out of the room until they held their hand. And then I remember they had to take some of the ceiling panels out. That was awesome.
Yes, we did. That was the T-Rex named Sue, and Sue was too tall, so we had to definitely take out a chunk of the ceiling. And it was interesting because we had to take a chunk out of the windows in order to get Sue into the building in the first place. So, yeah, she was just that big. But if you loved the dinosaurs exhibit, T-Rex named Sue, we are having a dinosaurs exhibit next summer. That's going to be our summer exhibition, and it's dinosaurs alive, or I can't remember exactly what the name of it is, but it is a dinosaur exhibit. So if you love Sue, you'll love this one too.
Probably.
Isn't that cool? I've got twice as many grandchildren now.
Oh, well, there you go. You'll have to come twice as many times.
Well, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Pat.
You take care, you guys.
All right, thank you, Pat.
I'm sure your dinosaur exhibit will coincide with the Lost World. To the Jurassic Park sequel to the sequel to the sequel.
Oh.
I think that's coming out. My son, if he was here, he'd tell you.
I have one slot left on the tickets for Brews, so pick up that phone and dial.
605-4567 if you'd like free tickets to Brews by the Bridge. So you guys, you know, I'm a development person at heart, and I know Bev retired.
Mm-hmm.
Bev Stupak served a lot of her career at Turtle Bay, and I know that's
we wish
her well. I see her on Facebook and having a good time, so those are big shoes to fill. But
yes, but we do have a new development officer. Her name is Joanne Crosetti. She is coming back to us. She left briefly to work at Northern Valley Catholic Social Services, but now she's back at Turtle Bay. She is our development officer, and she is getting out there in the community and making all those contacts. And to use your phrase, she's got big shoes to fill, but I think she'll do very well.
Oh, she'll do great.
Well.
Yeah.
She'll be really good.
I remember when she was there before, and I think she's the right person for the job.
Yeah.
So wanted to give a shout-out to Bev just because we love her so much. But so for final minutes, what are your thoughts about Turtle Bay? What do you want to share?
Just that this is a really fabulous event. Like I said, it is this Friday night, June 23rd, from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. It is an over-21 event. But it is a lot of fun. The Buckhorn Mountain Stompers are a great band. There's some really great beers there. So just come on down. It's going to be a nice, relaxed, fun evening.
So make sure you like Turtle Bay on Facebook. Maybe you'll be their 10,000th like. Is that a word, 10,000th?
10,000th.
I'm a photographer, so I just make up words all the time.
I have a hard time
super close. TurtleBay.org. There's your website, so you can find out more information there. Great exhibits there for the summer. A great place to beat the heat. We thank you guys for being on the show.
Christina, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And I know we're getting ready to head to the hour. Wade, what has been your favorite exhibit at Turtle Bay?
Butterflies. Yeah, the butterflies. The kids just love them. You know, my son, I've got an 11-year-old who's autistic, and he just absolutely loved the butterflies, and the older kids loved it, too. So.
Did you get a chance to get into the new butterfly house? Because we redid it, and when it opened this spring, it was all new on the inside.
I didn't. I think my 11-year-old did, though.
Oh,
I didn't.
Okay, good.
And we are going to News of the Hour. Thank you so much, Christine, for being here. Christina, for representing Turtle Bay so well. And we look forward to having you back next time. With
Thank
Carl
you.
And Linda, of course, not the other Linda.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Coming up on 8 o'clock, KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. There are now new reports the United States has shot down an Iranian drone over Syria. Meanwhile, an American college student released by North Korea last week in a coma has passed away in Ohio. President Trump announcing the death yesterday afternoon.
I just wanted to pass on word that Otto Warmbier has just passed away. He spent a year and a half in North Korea. A lot of bad things happened, but at least we got him home to be with his parents.
The family said the mistreatment their son received at the hands of the North Koreans for 17 months ensured that no other outcome was possible. Voters in Georgia's 6th congressional district heading to the polls today to fill the seat of Health Secretary Tom Price in what is now the most expensive House race in U.S. history.
A traditionally Republican stronghold where the latest polls are suggesting a razor-thin margin between Republican Karen Handel and Democrat John Ossoff. The race has taken on national implications, with President Trump tweeting that the Democrat, Ossoff, doesn't even live in the district. With money pouring in from outside sources, spending in the race could surpass $50 million.
That's Wally Hines reporting, and Republican Karen Handel says voters know she has more experience than her opponent and better understands the issues important to the Atlanta area.
They really want someone who is going to be a fierce advocate for the people of the 6th District. He talks about cutting budgets, cutting spending, balancing budgets. He talks about rooting out corruption. I've done it.
That's Republican Karen Handel. Airlines will try to play catch-up today after canceling flights yesterday in Phoenix due to heat-related mechanical concerns. Doctors urging people to be very careful. Stay hydrated, especially the kiddos if you send them outside. Phoenix at 118 yesterday, Tucson 115. This is Town Hall News.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-313-6952. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-313-6952. 800-313-6952. That's 800-313-6952.
A new poll finds most Americans agree with the court decisions that have been blocking President Trump's travel ban.
57% of Americans in an Associated Press and ORC poll say the courts acted correctly by blocking the travel ban from taking effect. 39% say the courts are wrong interfering. Not surprisingly, Democrats are largely opposed to the ban, while Republicans are largely supportive. President Trump has said the ban is needed to keep would-be terrorists out of America, but opponents say it unfairly targets Muslims. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Carrie Fisher's autopsy report shows the actress had cocaine in her system when she fell ill on a plane last December, but investigators could not determine what impact the drugs found in her system had on her death. She admitted to battling those demons most of her life. She also suffered from sleep apnea. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. Starbucks announcing plans to hire 2,500 refugees in its European stores by 2022 as part of a global program announced back in January.
The Seattle-based coffeehouse chain says the figure will be part of Starbucks' commitment to hire 10,000 refugees around the world. The Refugee Council, which works for refugee rights in Britain, welcomed the partnership, saying it could make a positive difference to the lives of refugees. The council's head, Maurice Wren, said that, quote, refugees bring an incredible wealth of skills, knowledge, and experience, which are hugely beneficial to society.
Jeremy House reporting, Starbucks will work with agencies that aid refugees in eight countries, Britain, France, Austria, Switzerland, Spain, Portugal, Germany, and the Netherlands. The Senate Intelligence Committee will hold another open hearing, now pushed to tomorrow, as part of its probe into possible Russian interference in the election. That hearing will kick off at 9:30 tomorrow morning. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Val Dior.
Imagine winning a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. The catch of a lifetime. Cast your line and reel in the winnings at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play hour, fish on, swipe to win for your chance to win a brand new Ranger boat. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Thursdays at 8 p.m. 23 winners drawn for free slot play or fuel. Plus, we have new games. Games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Imagine how much you and your family will enjoy reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing is Thursday, June 29th. Grand prize, a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino, the place to win. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio. It is about 6 minutes past the hour. Wade Riggs sitting in with the illustrious Michael Burke.
Thank you, Wade. Thank you. We are joined in studio by friends of mine from the Grindstone Club, which has a steep, steep history in Shasta County. We have Hiram Euler and Jason Dell. Welcome, Jason.
Hey, good morning.
And welcome, Hiram. We're getting Hiram a microphone.
Good morning.
So, you guys are part of the... Oh, looks like Bob needs to do a read first.
Let's do a real quick weather before you guys get rocking and rolling here. Sunny and hot today, high here near 111 degrees. I'm weeping as I say this. Overnight low around 75. Continued hot tomorrow. We have a high heat warning out of the National Weather Service and increased fire danger starting today, so don't be out there doing stupid things. Right now it is 87 degrees in Redding, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Senior and veterans discounts 367-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, again, we are joined by Hiram Euler and Jason Dell, members of the Gamma Sigma, for the Grindstone Club, which I am a member, number 103. It's a cigar club in Reading that has a steep history, really goes back to the late 1800s, 1870 is when it started. Jason, can you tell us a little bit about the history of the club?
Yeah, I'll do my best. It is a club that is rooted in local history. And in the late 1800s, in the city of Old Shasta, actually where the county seat was at the time, when Reading was known as, you know, kind of where flatlanders lived, or poverty, flats, right? Yeah. So if you, were a person that enjoyed getting together with friends and talking maybe local politics or things that were happening in the community at the time, the place to meet was outside of an old mercantile, Edwin Valentine's Mercantile, where he... actually bought a bunch of grindstones and would stack them outside of his mercantile, and they were made quick use of as stools for these guys to gather and happen to have cigars, and they would do that, you know, most days of the week. So that's its origins. They decided to call themselves, you know, the Grindstone Club, because simply they just sat on grindstones.
And that's great. I know the mission of the Grindstone is a group of made up of men that are dedicated to the history and development of Shasta County in handling all the problems of government, international, national, and global through discussion on the relevant issues of the time and of all times, which is where that talk on the grindstone comes from. A brotherhood of peers who enjoy some of the finer things in life, like a good cigar and maybe a glass of scotch with it. In our logo, we have Logos, Philos, and Arte, which is reason, brotherhood, and excellence. Hiram, why are you in this club?
Yeah, I joined this club because, you know, this is going to sound kind of strange. When I got there, no one had anything bad to say about their wives or anybody else. Everyone was talking about positive things. And it seemed like a group of guys who weren't sitting in judgment of each other, but just really enjoying the thoughts of the day. My first time there, we discussed politics, philosophy, and religion, I think, without one argument. And, you know, everyone's opinions were heard. Chet was a leader, but not a dictator. And I'd met Chet earlier when he was the minister at a wedding, and he'd offered me a glass of wine, and he had said, come by sometime. And I really hadn't for a little while. And then one day, just decided to stop by. I smelled the cigars and then kind of never left.
That's great. And you're talking about Chet Sundy. He is our leader. Mm-hmm. He started the club, restarted the club, really researching it in 1999, started the club again in 2000, and he is number one. He has a very comfy chair that he has at the grindstone. And he kind of leads our efforts to make sure that all of the things Hiram just talked about stay within key. So what number are you, Jason?
I'm 35. So I joined in 2006, and I have a little interesting story about that. And I heard about the grindstone probably about 2004, and somebody had told me that a psychologist in town would meet every Friday with some guys, and they would smoke cigars. Well, my vision of that was an older gentleman in a cardigan and a bow tie, you know, and kind of a stuffy group, and maybe elitist group. But when I was invited, which you need to be invited, you can't just show up. You kind of need sponsorship. And when I was invited, I saw the exact opposite. I mean, Chet is astute and smart gentleman. Yeah. And, but very humble in his approach to the club. He knows that men just, tend to desire, some place to go at the end of a week and relax. Mm-hmm. And that's why he started it. And feels that the spirit of, the past grindstone members, because this club started well over 100 years ago, kind of lives on through us. You know, we get together on Fridays at the end of a hard work week, just like they did. And it's a great opportunity to kind of unwind a little bit. Like you said, some carry on and, you know, have a scotch or, you know, there's even members that don't smoke cigars.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us do, but you know, there's a lot of benefits to being in the club. So in my 10-year, it's been just a wonderful experience.
And I think that that's really important to point out. It is a membership club. My sponsor is Mike Wallace. And it's growing slowly and smartly. I think we're now at 110, maybe?
112.
112. Yeah. So just in the last year since I joined, I was 103. We've come up quite a few numbers. Hiram, what's a memory or something that really stood out to you when you think about the grindstone and you think about your Fridays there and unwinding? What's something that comes to mind?
The thing that comes to mind to me is the membership and the diversity of the membership itself. our membership, people ask me, what's the grindstone? And I'll say it's a group of employed men or retired ex-employed men, and it doesn't matter what their employment was. I mean, we literally have a brain surgeon is a member of the group and a bricklayer.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in between. So people are respected based on who they are, not what they do. And to me, that's really, really important. Just the idea of being founded on diversity and the fact that it's pretty darn fun. And we have a nice little poker game that we do. We have good scotch. We have neat scotch tastings. We have a bunch of cigar aficionados. So I started out not being one whatsoever. I'm still not one, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm certainly gaining some knowledge about it and enjoying just the group. So that's what really brought me in, was just the kindness and diversity, and also the guys in it that I already knew. Blake Mosier, I think I went in there with four sponsors.
Oh, wow. You were wanted. What number are you?
74.
74, and it actually lives on your license plate.
It does, yeah. You see I'm not going to say what you see.
Yeah, you guessed it, but you just know if you see Grind 74, it's you. It is a great place for brotherhood, for fellowship, for a great place to unwind, like you said, on a Friday. We're going to go into our break at the half hour. We'll come back and talk more about the Grindstone. But at this time, we do want to give away the tickets for Rock of Ages this Thursday night. So please call 605-4567. It's a great way to spend your Friday night if you're not at the Grind or not at Brews by the Bridge, heading out to the Cascade Theater, seeing Rock of Ages. We heard from Jana earlier. We have two tickets, 605-4567. If you want those tickets, call now.
The Shasta District Fair opens tomorrow at noon.
And today is your last chance to purchase advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all day carnival wristbands. Tomorrow is Action News Now, $1 Wednesday for all patrons, and Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under with our ride all day for one price carnival wristband special. Pick up your coupon for carnival wristband discount in the main fair office. See the Miss Shasta County pageant at 2 p.m. on the Sierra Nevada stage.
You got me rolling.
And Jackson Mickelson on the PG&E stage at 8 p.m. Daily entertainment with Hypnotist and Kids Entertainment galore. Thursday at Seniors Day with free admission for seniors 62 and over. And Buck Ford's tribute to George Strait at 8 p.m. on the PG&E stage. Today is your last chance to save on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business today.
Shasta District Fair gates open at noon tomorrow.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the car wash club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
KCNR 1460, 818 on a Tuesday, hot Tuesday morning. And with that in mind, you're going to want to hear about Alliance Heating and Air. I was very thankful when I kicked on the thermostat yesterday and my cooling system came on. It was installed by the professionals at Alliance Heating and Air. They've got over 20 years of outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. They offer warranties, guarantees, and 7-day-a-week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org.
KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Good morning. Wade Riggs sitting in with Michael Burke. It is about 20 minutes past the hour, and with us in the studio this morning is Hiram Euler and Jason Dell. They're with Grindstone, and we've been talking a little bit about the club, but one of the things that really hit me, Mike, is the fact that they talked about that they sit around and they discuss the events of the day, and they do it in a respectful manner, and they can agree to disagree without getting nasty with one another, and it's unfortunate that that's not happening a lot on social media, especially with the things that are going on in our community right now.
So, do you want to talk a little bit more about that, Hiram?
Well, the patron saint of the Grindstone is Marcus Aurelius. And one of the things that is part of the Gamma Sigma that Chet Sunday will do is he will give us a copy of the Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. Mm-hmm. And his the thing that was really interesting about him was the idea of discussing ideas, being able to rule without being a ruler, dictatorial, more discussion-oriented. Very philosophical in ideas, thinking about ideas and talking about ideas, not talking about people. You won't hear any discussion about who did what to whom in our discussions at the Grindstone. It'll all be about the ideas of the day and what's happening. And that's kind of the philosophy that Marcus Aurelius had. And that's kind of the philosophy that we have at our own meetings. What do you think, Jason?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's... it's a safe environment, but you know the fact that we carry so much mutual respect for each other, you know, goes beyond our Fridays. So, you know, there's I think there's a lot that you can take from being a member of the club, and a lot of us are active community leaders involved, and I think like minds attract. So we kind of find each other back at the Grindstone on Fridays, and we support one another. You know, and I think for a psychologist who started this all, this whole thing, or restarted it, you know, I'm sure he takes a lot of joy in seeing, you know, how we interact with each other. So, yeah, absolutely, Hiram. Great way to put it.
I love the steep history of the club. You know, started in 1870 by Potts out there, and then came into the Golden Eagle Hotel in Reading. Burned down. We're getting ready to put a plaque up where the Golden Eagle Hotel once stood, and I think that's really exciting. It's actually where the parking structure is in downtown. But it goes beyond just what's happening now. The history of the club and the way that we become members of the club, we have to learn the history. There's actually a test on the history. There's the logo is very meaningful. Then we do a little history lesson that we share with the club, which is great. And then we're given these coins. Can you explain a little bit, one of you, what the coins are?
Sure, absolutely. So basically you had, you know, the county seat moved from Old Shasta down to Reading. And the railroad came in, commerce followed it. And so did an entrepreneur who started a cigar shop, a manufacturing shop. And what was popular back then is they give people that were on coming off the railroads these tokens. And the token would say 5 cents off a cigar at the Golden Eagle Cigar Store. Or it would say J.W. Potts, Redding, California. And people would take it in and cash in for, you know, 5 cents off or a free cigar, depending on the token. Well, Chet had found these tokens, and he's a local history buff, And that's when he started doing the research and found out about the Grindstone and the different phases of the Grindstone and the membership, the old membership. And we wanted to carry on those traditions, and the tokens become very much a part of us. So Chet has bought every Golden Eagle token he could find out on online. And if you have any, please approach us because we're looking for those originals. But you also created coins that everybody carries on them. And not only does everybody have a number, but we also have a token on us. So, like, say you're out and you see a Grindstone brother at a pub or a restaurant, you could do what's called a token challenge. You take out your token and you put it on the table. And if they don't have theirs on them, then they have to buy a round. So it's something a little
it's fun
that we do. Yeah.
And thanks for that history. We do have Hiram wanted to talk just a quick second before we do have a caller. So hold on 1 second. But Hiram, you wanted to talk about a mission.
So when you're being initiated into the Grindstone Club, you get a mission, and it's all historically relevant and something about yourself. And mine was, because I trade rice, was figuring out the trading routes for tobacco that would have gotten to the Golden Eagle Cigar Club and how they and how it arrived in the different routes. Wow. And so the missions are all relevant to something that you're involved in that also would be relevant to the club. And I just thought it was very interesting.
That is, I learned about a photographer because I have a steep history in photography in Shasta County. Mm-hmm. So Chester Mullins is the person that I did the research on and learned a lot about a local photographer. We have a caller. His name is Andres. So, hi, Andres. Welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome, guys. Number 21 here.
Hey, Andres. Well,
thanks
hey,
for
Andres.
Calling in.
Hey, just a friendly reminder, not sure if you guys talked about it earlier, but this week we have our annual AKM blood drive in front of the Grindstone.
Oh, good to know. I've actually missed a couple of weeks. I will be giving blood this Friday. I'll be there.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I'd appreciate that. And the blood mobile will be in front of the Grindstone House, so if anybody wants to join us and donate a pint, it's much appreciated.
Andres, what time, and can you give us the address, please?
The time will be 2 to 6 for the blood drive, and the blood mobile will be in front of the Grindstone House, which is 1302 Oregon Street.
Perfect. Right off of Shasta Street. So you can see it
yes,
there. You can't miss it.
Shasta and Oregon.
You'll see all the lovely people who receive blood on the side of the bus just pull up and donate a pint. I think I'm up to almost 90. Not at one time, though, Wade.
I was going
to
say.
Andres, what you said your number again?
21.
21. So you've been in the club since probably 2003 or 4?
I believe 5.
2005. I was going off of Jason's story.
We didn't generate the numbers as quickly as we do now. So right. Back then, it took a little while. So at 21, they had already been going for a few years.
What's a really fond memory you have or a story about the Grindstone that keeps you coming back week after week?
I could not. It would be so hard to think of just one. But, wow. You know, keeping in touch with the AKM blood drive, this is the ninth year we've done that, and the support we've gotten for that from the group has just been fantastic. It is a true brotherhood, and just some of my best friends are part of that group, and you get great support whenever you do anything that you would need some community involvement with. Your brother's always there to help you out.
Thanks so much for the call, Andres. We'll look forward to seeing you on Friday.
You bet. See you guys Friday.
See you, brother.
Now, Jason, what's your favorite cigar?
Ooh, gosh. Just like Andre said, it's hard to find a favorite memory from the Grindstone. For me, it's hard to find the truly favorite cigar. But I think I think Hiram and I kind of agree one of our top shelf, top five cigars would be an Arturo Fuente. And it's a short story. You know, when you have about 20 to 30 minutes and... you know, it's not one of those two-hour-long smokes. It's just delicious. I pick up different notes to it that maybe others don't. Sometimes when I say what I taste out of it, people look at me a little peculiar because it tastes like Spanish rice. And
no wonder Hiram likes it.
So yeah, it's a great cigar. But there are so many favorites, and we're not snobby. You know, people will. And we're not aficionados. You know, people bring all types of cigars. And for me, you know, variety is the spice of life. And my nickname is Epicurus because I just enjoy those kind of hedonistic approaches to things. So cigars happens to be one of them. So the more the merrier for me.
Hiram, what's your favorite?
The one that everyone knows I smoke is a Perdomo Lot 23 Churchill. It's a lighter cigar. It's got a Honduran wrapper, so it's a very mild cigar that smokes very evenly and consistently all the time. And no one ever minds when they get given a when they're given a Perdomo Lot 23.
I'll take one this Friday,
and the host too. Well, thank you guys. It's been great having you on the show. Any closing thoughts on the Grindstone or why you're a member?
Just that you know, it is a great way to continue. Carrying on the traditions and the spirit of the founding members or people of our community. And, you know, we're not trying to change the world. We're just trying to enjoy one another, enjoy the finer things in life, and, you know, make a difference when we can.
I think being in together in community and being part of Shasta County is changing our community. I think the power and the brotherhood that happens at the Grindstone emanates and has a ripple effect throughout the community. Hiram?
I would just say that as we move forward, everyone should maybe sit back and be a little more stoic in their philosophy, not be angry at each other. Listen.
Agreed.
The most important thing we can do is really try to listen and understand rather than argue. People aren't sitting in the Grindstone in discussions thinking about the next thing they're going to say. They sit and think about what the person who's talking to them is saying. And that kind of respect, I think, is pretty rare in society right now, and I sure appreciate it.
Well, thank you, brothers, for being on the show, and we really appreciate your time here. Bob's going to take it away, and when we come back in the after the half hour, we're going to talk about these two motorcyclists. They're actually pulled off of their motorcycles while they were riding and attacked near Reading Park. So it's that kind of thing that is a reason we need to band together. So thanks, you guys, for being on the show.
Thanks, guys.
And at 8:30, KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio. Tell you what, as we head into the break, I'm going to give away a family four-pack of tickets to the Shasta District Fair. A family four-pack right now, 605-4567. Back after the break.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Shasta District Fair opens tomorrow at noon.
And today is your last chance to purchase advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all day carnival wristbands. Tomorrow is Action News Now, $1 Wednesday for all patrons and Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under with our ride all day for one price carnival wristband special. Pick up your coupon for carnival wristband discount in the main fair office. See the Miss Shasta County pageant at 2 p.m. on the Sierra Nevada stage.
You got me rolling.
And Jackson Mickelson on the PG&E stage at 8 p.m. Daily entertainment with Hypnotist and Kids Entertainment Galore. Thursday at Seniors Day with free admission for seniors 62 and over. And Buck Ford's tribute to George Strait at 8 p.m. on the PG&E stage. Today is your last chance to save on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business today.
Shasta District Fair gates open at noon tomorrow.
For over 10 years, we've danced to support survivors of domestic violence and sexual abuse. Now One Safe Place invites you to the 11th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style on July 8th at the Cascade Theater in Reading. Join the 2017 cast as they compete for the ultimate prize, the Champions Trophy. Get your tickets to the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Partnership Health, Results Radio, KRCR Channel 7, and KCBU Fox Channel 20. One Safe Place, together we change lives.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
My love, love's going to leave.
835 KCNR 1460, this portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. It's man's last stronghold, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading. Stop in there and get yourself a real haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop. Proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. I've still got a family four-pack of tickets to the Shasta District Fair up for grabs, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We still have two tickets for Rock of Ages for Thursday night. Call now, 605-4567. The first caller will get the tickets. Rock of Ages, Thursday night, 7 p.m. You don't want to miss this show. It's about a $40 value that we're giving away, maybe higher. The number again is 530-605-4567.
We got tickets and more tickets.
And we got a caller coming on now. So we wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, we just came off of a great half-hour segment talking about brotherhood and community, rallying together and really respecting each other. And unfortunately, there was a huge lack of respect yesterday. I'm a motorcycle rider. I don't know if you are, Wade.
Used to. When I was younger.
Two motorcyclists were actually pulled off of their motorcycles and attacked near the Reading Park. Yesterday, two separate incidences within minutes of each other, two different men, one of them wound up being hospitalized, were pulled off of their motorcycles as they sat at a traffic light at Park Marina Drive near the intersection of Cypress Avenue, right by the bridge. One of them suffered an injured shoulder, bruised ribs, and we got to watch out. We got to watch out for each other. I don't quite understand this.
I'm beyond not understanding. I mean, you pick up the paper every day and you see things and read about things that are happening in our community, and you're like, what is going on? This is not who we are. This is not what we are about. This is not what our community used to be. But it's like we're going downhill, and nobody seems to quite have the answer. I mean, well, everybody's got an opinion, but nobody seems to have an answer, Mike, about how to bring our community back to some semblance of sanity.
Some semblance of pride in knowing that we're safe when we go out. I do still feel safe in this community. I don't feel as safe as I once did.
But you've got to be smart. I mean,
yeah, you have to be smart.
We've been broken into three times, and I live in, you know, a decent neighborhood, and you know, but you have to be smart. Now I've got, you know, car alarms on all the vehicles, and I have security lighting, and I have a video surveillance system, none of which I had. But every time I got broken into, I would add something more.
Or the vandalism incident that just broke your kid's heart.
Yeah, we had people that attacked our 18-foot-tall Christmas display. You know,
I saw the video. It's just sick.
And yeah, so you don't. I'm beyond having an explanation, Bob, as far as how to combat this.
And I'm going to say again that history has shown this over and over, that if our leaders do not get a handle on this, the citizenry will take matters into their own hands, and that's the last thing we want.
No, absolutely. I agree. And I think investing in children is really one of the long-term answers. You know, the book that we talked about yesterday, Cheering for the Children, Casey Gwynn said we can actually empty our prisons in two generations if we start investing in children. That's why I believe so heavily in Camp Hope. I believe in mentoring. If you're one of the people out there who are fed up, who are tired of what's going on in Reading, mentor a child. Support a nonprofit that works with children to build them up and create pathways to hope. Wade, you're a great dad. You really invest in your children, and that matters.
Well, and we've seen that investing in our children has, and not just mine, but as a community, we've seen that the more you engage a child, the less problems you're going to have. One of the organizations that Bobette and I are involved in is the Art Wooden Play Ball Foundation. Mm-hmm. And what they do is let's face it, there's a lot of kids that can't afford or to participate in organized sports because the cost is just prohibitive.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and what the Art Wooden Play Ball Foundation does is they actually they raise funds and then cover the costs of organizational sports for children. And Art Wooden, who was a good friend of mine who passed away a few years ago, Art was a coach, a children's coach for 30 years. And he had told me that, because he was a retired sheriff's deputy, that the more kids you get involved in organized sports, the less you're going to see on my real job. So, you know, you're absolutely right. The more we get our kids engaged, the less problems we're going to have.
Absolutely. Now, Bob, you said the chat rooms are just lit up over this story about the motorcycles.
A few people commenting that, you know, where are we coming through, especially in the wake of the assault on the River Trail. And the kicker on the story, the thing that really intrigued me, and we've been, you know, kind of mentioning that the Reading newspaper of record is not representing Reading. I looked at the Sunday paper. The Sunday paper had absolutely no reference to any Reading story on the front page.
Really?
Yeah.
The Sunday paper.
Yeah, the Sunday paper. There is no weekend news coverage of any sort with our newspaper of record in a town of a community of over 100,000. How is that happening? Gannett took over, our local coverage has been absolutely abysmal, and we, a strong community needs a strong local paper, and not just a political outlet, something that actually reports on the news. And I'm saying that as a recovering reporter.
Yeah, I'm a recovering newsman myself.
Yeah,
Actually, I'll always be a newsman. It's just my newsroom looks a little bit different. We do need to tell these stories. We need to make sure that we're out there, whether it's television, whether it's KHSL, KNVN, KRCR, the Record Searchlight, the radio stations. This station does a great job of bringing issues to the front. We have to be talking about this. We have to be talking about it in community. We have to have a positive.
And one of the things that I've seen is that not all news is fair and balanced. You get a different slant on the news depending on where you get that news. And so a lot of people are actually getting their news through social media. And unfortunately, what's happening is a lot of what you're picking up on social media is anger.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not getting a lot of constructive ideas on how to combat the crime in our community. You've got people venting, which, you know, I mean, I have done that myself, you know, have vented on social media about some of the things. But we need clear thought processes. We need ideas on how to fix this. And, you know, I don't necessarily agree that throwing everybody out of office is the way to do it.
There's an old adage that if you throw out all the rascals, what happens is you just get a new crop of rascals.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's a community solution. It's something we all have to invest in. It's something we all have to take our time, think about, and execute our plans. We do come together as a community. I've been involved with Nonprofit World now for a lot of years, and I know you have too, Wade. And we see millions of dollars pumped into our nonprofits here locally through generous donations from corporations, from foundations, from individuals. And that really helps the fuel the flames for work dealing with this issue. Mm-hmm. So Yeah, but
unfortunately, though, Mike, I think what's happening, though, is that a lot of the nonprofits are being more reactive now than proactive. It used to be, you know, everything was on the front end in terms of prevention, but now it seems that a lot of our nonprofit dollars are going towards the backside on dealing with the reaction to, you know, the increased crime and unemployment and drug use running rampant in our community.
Yeah, we're spending all the money, what we like to say, on the bottom of the hill. So at the top of the hill, you have the need, right? Mm-hmm. At the bottom of the hill are the most expensive services. Those are fire, those are police, those are hospitals, those are jails, and those are the systems to deal with the issue once it's happened. Where we need to be investing is at the top of the hill, and I've heard a lot of people say you need to build a fence at the top of the hill to stop people from falling down to the expensive services. I fully disagree with that. Mm-hmm. I think what you need to build is a bridge over those expensive services so people don't stop at the fence, but they actually are able to travel safely across a bridge, and the foundation of that bridge is the community support. Mm-hmm. And the money's not rolling downhill to these expensive services, but it's being put into action through prevention and education. Mm-hmm. Even Turtle Bay, what they're doing with their education program, could save lives.
Agreed.
You know, even with the animal show that they have, which is very entertaining, you're learning a lot about conservation and how to be a proper citizen. Mm-hmm. But I do believe investing in prevention and education will generationally help break that cycle of violence, whether it's domestic violence or robbery, or there's some reason that kids do the things that they do. Mm-hmm. It's usually learned behavior.
Right. And on the flip side of the coin, you know, I'm a firm believer that you have to mix that with a police force that has the tools to do their job. Mm-hmm. Because I think if you have a strong police force, there's a deterrent. Mm-hmm. You know, right now there, you know, it seems that the criminals out there have there's no fear of reprisal. They know that if it's less than $500, they're not going to jail. You know, so they're going to break into your car. Why? Because they're going to get a slap on the wrist and never go into jail.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of crazy. You told me just a story on the break about how they actually found one of the guys who broke into your and took your stuff. And
when we had somebody break into Bobette's truck, I was mad, rightfully so, and we put video on social media and offered a $500 reward for information leading to this guy's arrest. And tips came in, and the police wound up arresting him, and he wound up never going to jail. He was released. And so, you know, I was frustrated. I'm like, you know, why did we do all that if there's no penalty? This guy can come into my property and break into my vehicles, and there is no fear of reprisal. And I think a lot of it, you know, and the police, you know, God bless them, they're standing there with their hands tied going, what can we do? We don't have any funds.
And we do not have enough police officers on the street for the number of citizens we have. We're up at the quarter hour, so we're going to toss it over to Bob for a break. When we come back, we'd like to make sure we've given away all the tickets we have today. So get your fingers ready to dial, because I think we have a few more tickets for our different opportunities that we've had this morning. And we welcome your calls at 605-4567.
846 here at KCNR 1460, and right now, times being what they are, I got to tell you about our friends at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, always having what you need in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 2222-8222.
The Shasta District Fair opens tomorrow at noon.
And today is your last chance to purchase advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all day carnival wristbands. Tomorrow is Action News Now, $1 Wednesday for all patrons, and Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under with our ride all day for one price carnival wristband special. Pick up your coupon for carnival wristband discount in the main fair office. See the Miss Shasta County pageant at 2 p.m. on the Sierra Nevada stage.
You got me rolling.
And Jackson Mickelson on the PG&E stage
at 8 p.m. Daily entertainment with Hypnotist and Kids Entertainment Galore. Thursday at Seniors Day with free admission for seniors 62 and over. And Buck Ford's tribute to George Strait at 8 p.m. on the PG&E stage. Today is your last chance to save on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business today.
Shasta District Fair gates open at noon tomorrow.
Powerhouse Solar has been putting the sun to work for you since 2003. And now, Powerhouse Solar has been named a SunPower Elite Dealer. That means Powerhouse Solar has joined a network of more than 1,800 solar companies worldwide that sell, install, and service SunPower products. So is it a big deal? Yeah, it is. To earn Elite Dealer accreditation, a SunPower dealer must achieve a 90% or greater customer satisfaction score on past installations and successfully complete two advanced certification courses in topics like the installation and design of a high-efficiency SunPower system, and Powerhouse Solar has done that and gone well above it. Powerhouse Solar selected for their commitment to providing customers with outstanding service and delivering the most effective and reliable solar technology that is available. Powerhouse handles every step of the solar process, including system design, installation, and maintenance, as well as financing, permitting, and rebate processing. There's a bunch of it. They know it. They're experts. Call today, 275-5600. That's 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR Free Fire Radio.
And coming back at 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, my bump music wasn't lined up, so there you go.
Wait, 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 he'll sing.
Oh, yeah, right.
maybe when I'm doing all the phones, I need to have Bobette feeding us music from her house or something, you know. So.
Yeah, DJ Bobette is quite a talent.
She is. You know, I tell you, I wake up every day, you know, just knowing I am truly blessed.
So it's so hot in Phoenix today, they can't fly planes there.
They can't fly planes because it's too hot?
Yeah, well, the manufacturers do not – the story is – I thought it maybe had to do with density altitude, but it actually has to do with the manufacturers of the engines not guaranteeing that those engines will operate at the ambient temperatures. Now, it might be 120 in Phoenix, but right, you know, 6 feet off of the tarmac – the temperature that that engine is trying to suck in air and operate at, it could be as high as 130 plus.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they will not guarantee that the engine will operate safely. Therefore, they pull the plug.
Yeah, and if you're flying, you kind of want that guarantee.
That yeah, you want to make sure it's going to work. Yeah.
There's a concern that if some of those chemicals get to a certain temperature, they're not going to. Now, jet engines operate at very high temperatures. But, of course, they have cooling systems, and if the cooling system can't work efficiently, the plane could conceivably lose power on takeoff, which is really a bad
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, that's
could
not...
Could mess up your day.
Yeah. And 120 degrees there. What are we looking at here today, Bob?
Today's high will be hovering right around the 110 mark. Depending on where you're at, it'll be, if you're up at the lake, of course, you can be probably around 106 to 110. Out on the plains, it can get probably around 112. So it's going to be, let's just face it, it's ugly.
It's
don't
hot.
Don't put anything in your car.
Yeah, don't put anything in your car, especially an animal or a child.
Nothing organic is how we like to
exactly. Put it. And keep your valuables out of sight. Actually, I say take them out of the car. Yeah. Being a photographer, I don't leave anything in my truck at any time that I don't want to lose.
Yeah. Mm.
That's just where we live. Band together, look out for your brothers and sisters in Reading and make sure that we have open eyes. We were talking about that before the break. The fair is this weekend. And when you're out there, make sure you stay cool. Drink plenty of water. The last thing you want to do is pass out because you didn't have enough water.
Hydrate.
And there's some other suggestions, right?
Before we step too far, other suggestions include, make sure you get yourself plenty of water. Get one of those neck towels. Go around the back of your neck. Stay out of the sun. If you have to do some work, work in short shifts. Don't go out by yourself. Because if you collapse and you're laying there on the ground in this heat, you may not have much time. If you have an older loved one or kids, keep track of them and make sure, because this is killer levels of heat. People routinely pass away tragically during times like this. So use a little bit of common sense. If you're going to have a cold one, don't overindulge, because that doesn't help you out too much. Speaking of cold ones, we have another pair of tickets, one last set of tickets for The Bruise by the Bridge, and we have other tickets as well, the Rock of Ages tickets.
Oh, the Rock of Ages tickets are still available for Thursday night, 605-4567. If you want to go out and see an amazing show in Reading, call Bob right now, 605-4567. If you're listening in your car, just use your hands-free device.
Hands-free.
And, Wade, what can we do? What can we do as a community to bond together through this? You had some great suggestions on how we can fight crime and watch out for our neighbors.
I think a lot of it is just common sense. I mean, obviously, neighborhood watch programs do work, keeping an eye on each other, talking with your neighbors. You know, in the old days... everybody knew their neighbors,
right?
But now we're such a transient society that we don't take the time to get to know our neighbors. So take that opportunity, get to know who your neighbors are, and communicate with them. Let them know if you're going to be out of town. Also, turn on your lights. You know, it's amazing. You know, we were broken into three times. The last thing we did was we changed all of our perimeter lighting to the daylight white bulbs, LED bulbs, which actually not only saved us money, but it lit up our house like crazy.
Yeah, I'm on motion sensor, so if somebody steps into the field, it pops on. That can really change your mind.
It's not that expensive, but it's just common. It's just common sense stuff that is a deterrent. You know.
Yeah, the new generation of LED based exterior lights with motion sensors are incredibly bright. If you're looking at that thing and it comes on, it's quite the startlement. Yeah. And they're cheap. I mean, that thing can run all night and not cost you much money.
Yeah, LED is amazing. And I think there were some other suggestions read on the morning news. I listened on my way in. You know, look people in the eye. Make sure people know that you're alert and that you're paying attention to your surroundings. This poor woman on the river trail, go out in pairs. Make sure you have a friend with you.
Always go out in pairs.
And don't be jogging down the road with your headphones in, blissfully disconnected from the world, because the world will connect with you.
Absolutely.
And I think that's an important lesson. I do listen to music or something podcasts while I'm exercising, and I try to listen to it low and maybe just have one ear in instead of two. So those are little things we can do. I love your idea of Neighborhood Watch. I don't know if the police department is still running that program locally with RPD.
They absolutely are. We have a Neighborhood Watch program in our neighborhood that we started a few years ago, and it's working. It's working.
So if anybody out there who's listening has any suggestions, 605-4567. We'd like to touch on a couple of more things before we end here. Again, we have some great activities this weekend with Bruise by the Bridge. We have the Rock of Ages. We have the fair coming up and other activities this weekend. Wade, what are you doing?
Well, we're doing Rock of Ages Friday night, and Saturday we're just hanging out with the kids. We're going to probably go to the fair on Sunday. But Saturday is just kind of we try to, you know, one day a week we just hang out with the kids, because Bobette and I spend so much time on the road.
Absolutely. There's Reading is full of opportunities, but you do have to go out and find them. You know, going for a hike early in the morning at the Whiskeytown Lake, there's some great hikes up there, great way to take advantage of the early morning weather, and then maybe a dip in the lake. I always love going swimming in Whiskeytown Lake.
That's a great weekend with this weather to be out on the lake, for sure.
Turtle Bay's got an amazing weekend full of activities with their programs that are inside their museum. And again, what they're doing Friday night, I think I need to be like six places Friday night if I could be.
I know.
How many people are going to Waterworks Park to just enjoy the water? The Fantasy Fountain is up and running. All places to cool down. We talked yesterday about, you know, if you don't have air conditioning or you're trying to figure out a way to stay cool, the Reading Library mm-hmm. is open. It's a cooling station. The Mount Shasta Mall is another place. Great place to just go walk around. You don't have to buy things. Mm-hmm. You can just go in there and enjoy the free air conditioning.
Yeah, yeah, the old days of window shopping. Whatever happened to that, Bob?
Yeah, everybody's in a big. Well, they all jump on Amazon.
It's hard to have a mall walker club on Amazon.
That's true. Although you know what, some friends of mine actually they do the mall walk at Mount Shasta Mall.
So that's a great opportunity to get exercise and get out. Wade, what events do you have coming up?
You know, Bobette and I are staying busy. We're spending a lot of time on the road. We've got an event coming up in San Diego that we're doing, and then I'm in Montreal coming up Montreal. In a couple of months, doing a live stream event up there. And then we've got Big Bike Weekend coming up here, and of course the Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon. We've got that coming up that we're going to be doing here in Reading. So.
And you talked about the walk.
Yeah, we've got the Out of the Darkness Walk, which is coming up in September. I believe that's September 9th. Bobette will be there. She'll be DJing and also participating as one of the walkers. And I'll be at the Orchard Nutrition Health Fair coming up that day as well.
That's great, Wade. Thanks very much. And looking at Bob, we got a caller, so we will take that call in just a second.
Carolyn wants us to tell us about a blues festival at Anderson River Park. Carolyn, you're live on KCNR.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carolyn.
Hey, there is a blues festival at the Anderson River Park. Music starts at 1 to 9. The gates open at 10. It's $20 to get in. Kids 12 and under is free. And it's to support the Blues Society, the local one from Shasta County. I believe they changed their name to the Jefferson. But they've got Sean Holt and the Teardrops is the main attraction at the end. And they got the local guy, Aaron Lucero, with Loose Arrow Band playing and some other good groups. So it'll be a really great, fun thing for the family to do.
What day?
It is Saturday.
Saturday. And where can people find more information?
On the Shasta Blues Society website. And I think it might be changed to the Jefferson Blues Society.
Okay.
All right, we've got to roll.
I was trying to find the phone number, and I can't find it right this time.
Don't worry. Everybody can Google it and find out. We're wrapping up our hour. Wanted to thank Wade Riggs for being here with me today, and thank Carl and Linda for the opportunity to host for the last 2 days. Bob, it's always a pleasure.
All righty, and thank you very much. Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Sending a message to North Korea, a couple of U.S. supersonic bombers soared high above the Korean Peninsula today. The show of force follows the death of American college student Otto Warmbier. He was in a coma when recently released by the North. President Trump, speaking at the White House a few minutes ago, calls what happened to the young man a disgrace.
That should never, ever be allowed to happen. And frankly, if he were brought home sooner, I think the result would have been a lot different. He should have been brought home that same day.
Author and analyst Gordon Chang tells the Salem Radio Network's Mike Gallagher there are actions the U.S. can take.